And welcome back to the Halftime Show. Joined now on the highlighter by Jack Foley from Bishop Reedy High School. If you've been listening to the Silver Knight games, you know what a great job he does as a running back. But we want you to know that he is more than just an athlete. He is indeed a student athlete. Jack, thanks for joining us here at Halftime.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about what you do off the field, first of all. I know community is a very large part of your life. Talk about your involvement in the school, in the halls here at Bishop Reedy High School.
As far as involvement in the school, I'm a leader for my team on the field, but also I'm expected to be a leader in the hallways by doing the right things and also helping out with the community, doing different service projects here and there with the National Beta Club.
What are some of the projects you do as part of the National Beta Club? I know it's got a strong involvement in the community. What are some of the things that you've worked on, some of the projects, if you will?
Some of the projects that we've done within the National Beta Club are we make blankets for children or the elderly in the hospital that don't have anything. Also, we make these baskets for kids in orphanage filled with toys and puzzles and all kinds of stuff that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Now, you're a mentor not only in the hallways here, but at home as well, too, because you're the oldest of three, right? And sadly, you have to deal with two sisters. And I'm just kidding when I say sadly, but you're the oldest of three, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
What's that like to deal with two younger sisters?
I'm a little worried now because my sister's a freshman, so I'm kind of looking out for her in the hallways more than I would be. And then I have another younger sister at St. Cecilia in fifth grade. And they do drive me crazy sometimes, but I love them. So.
Now, you don't help set a curfew or anything like that yet, do you?
No, not yet. Maybe down the road, but.
Talk about getting involved here at Bishop Reedy, especially with the football program. What drove you to that? Did you ever hear, you know, Jack, you're not the tallest guy in the world. Did that ever bother you, or was that motivation for you to take it to the next level?
There were times when people had come up to me and said, straight up to my face, I don't think you're big enough to play running back in high school. And I've never, ever let that get me down. I've used that for motivation to work harder every year. And just try to be the best player I can be, no matter how tall I am.
What is your best attribute on the field, do you think?
I think that just has to be going as hard as I can every play, no matter what the score is, no matter what the down is, just going 110% every single play.
Talking with Jack Foley here at Halftime on the highlighter, and you're also involved in track, are you not?
Yeah, I am. I ran track all 4 years at Bishop Reedy.
What's your specialty?
Freshman year, I ran the 400, and now I've kind of done, I'm more in the relays and stuff, so like the 4x4, 4x2, 4x1, things like that.
How do you approach it? Does your track help your football? Your football help your track, or do they work together?
I would say track definitely helps out with football. Football, not so much with track, because I put on some weight, and that takes away from speed a little bit, but track definitely helps me work on my speed and my takeoff coming through the line and stuff like that.
What do you say to people that maybe have heard something like what you've heard, that you're too small or too short or I don't think you can make it or you'll take too many hits? What do you tell people like that that are looking for something they want to do and maybe there's a challenge there and they feel they can do it but the others have tried to put them down, I guess?
I would say that the first thing is you have to believe in yourself, and it doesn't matter if other people, it doesn't matter what other people think. You have to work as hard as you can, and if that's something that you want to do, go out and play football, even if people are telling you you're too small. But you put the work in every single day, then I promise you, if you really want that, then you can do it.
As you get ready to leave Bishop Reedy, what thoughts will you have about the land of the Silver Knights?
It's definitely something that I'll treasure for the rest of my life, and even as I'm thinking about it now, like I can't imagine how it's gonna feel when the realization hits that I'll have put on the jersey and helmet for the last time. I'm not sure how I'm gonna feel, but my time here at Reedy really has been great, and it's definitely something I'll never forget.
Folks, say what you want, but he's the guy that we look up to, Jack Foley. We thank you for your time here at Halftime.
Thank you so much.
We're the Halftime Show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Do you feel called to a career in ministry? Continue your faith journey as you pursue a master's degree in theology at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. ODU's Theology Master's Program will prepare you to serve in various roles within the Diocese of Columbus, including as a pastoral associate, director of parish schools, youth or campus minister, and high school religion teacher. And you can earn your master's by attending class just once a week. Get started now at ohiodominican.edu/theology.
It's time to experience the new look of Lincoln at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus. Like the all-new 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the luxurious midsize SUV with seating for seven, or the new Lincoln Navigator with spacious second and third row seating, 450 horsepower engine, and state-of-the-art technology. And at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus, we believe there's no greater luxury than your time. That's why every new Lincoln comes with complimentary pickup and delivery for all service. Experience Lincoln for yourself. Bob Boyd Lincoln, I-270 and Sawmill Road, or at lincolnofcolumbus.com.
When Pope John Paul II landed in Washington, D.C. and was greeted by then-President Reagan, the president said, "Welcome to the land of the free." And John Paul II said, "Free, yes, but free for what? Free for what?" It seems today that we define freedom as the ability to do whatever you want. Of course, doing whatever we feel like doing in the moral realm doesn't necessarily lead to freedom, but often leads to vice. Vice. That's the perfect word for it. It's a destructive habit that grabs us kind of like a vice grip and doesn't let us go very easily. Don't believe me? Think of your favorite sin. Now try to stop. Genesis 4:7 says, "Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you, but you must subdue it and become its master." You see, freedom isn't the ability to do whatever we want. It's the power to do what's right. And ultimately, true freedom is the power to love. That's the kind of freedom Jesus Christ modeled for us in his life and in his death. And it's the kind of freedom he's inviting us to live in today. I'm Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Four to 17 is the score at the half of the CCL football game of the week. Bishop Reedy trailing West Jefferson in this one. Ryan Baker back here in the studios of AM 820 and joined as always by the guru Lee Cochran from This Week Sports. And Lee, we will start right here at this one. We were surprised by Reedy last week with that impressive win over Genoa Area, 24-7. Of course, West Jeff had a huge win last week too, 53-7 in their game. West Jeff has just kind of dominated this game, though, especially on the ground with Gabe Jones having four touchdowns. Are you surprised exactly how this one has played out so far?
Well, when you said the intro there, you said West Jefferson and huge. They are so big on the offensive and defensive lines, or controlling the line of scrimmage. And just hearing Randy and Coach Wolf call the game, sounds like some of those holes are pretty big. I mean, not getting touched till you're 2 yards in the end zone. You know, 35 yards out, you just take off and you're untouched. You know, I mean, Gabe Jones is a very, very good running back, but it makes his job a whole lot easier when he's got guys blowing open holes that you could drive a bus through.
And that was the one thing coming into this one, for sure. When you looked at that, the two things that kind of separated these teams on paper was the size of that West Jeff offensive line. And when you think about this game, you want to go Reedy's way, but then that stat right there keeps coming back to you, just how big they are. I don't know if Reedy can hang with that size.
Well, and it tends to wear you down. But the other thing that kind of caught me in this is you think with a team as big in the interior, especially at that level in high school, that they're not going to be that quick to stop the outside runs. And they've done a good job shutting down Jack Foley on the outside runs. He's had a couple of decent runs, but overall they've had some success against that. Now, Reedy, one thing that they've had to do is go to the air a little bit more, and I think that's what they would love to see West Jeff have to do. They've got to come up and they've got to put West Jeff in a 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8, to where they have to throw the ball, because as Coach Wolf said, when you make them throw the ball, then the defense has a chance to make a play.
The other thing about this one, they've been able to play the last couple years, but they mentioned, Randy and Larry, this will not continue after this year as West Jeff moves to that new league. And West Jeff really won't be playing anybody in the Central Ohio area right now. And that's a shame, because this seems like a tailor-made small school matchup that should happen every year.
Well, the one thing I really like about West Jeff is just listening to the game, you would think it was a West Jeff home game. And that's nothing against the fans at Reedy. It's just that West Jefferson is a town. It's a community. And they travel. They go with their teams. I mean, that's Friday night. What are you doing? What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm going to the football game. I don't care if it's here. I don't care if it's in Coshocton. I don't care if it's in, you know, St. Clairsville. We're going.
It's very true. They are all at the fields on Friday nights, and usually after football season, they're still at the fields hanging out. So they definitely love that football out in West Jefferson. The local area Catholic teams last week opened the season with a record of 7-0. Lee, the five CCL schools had not all won in the same week since September 27th of 2013. They're trying to keep that perfect record tonight. Let's go ahead. Four others are playing tonight. Those are all the CCL schools. Hartley has a 30-0 lead over Wheelersburg. Some people might look at that and think, man, Wheelersburg, they're a team that's had a lot of success, but they lost a huge senior class last year, and this has been all Hawks in the first half.
Yeah, and Wheelersburg lost, you know, last week, too. And Hartley, I mean, boy, oh, boy, you know, they're Division Three, but man, oh man, they could be one of the better teams, you know, regardless of division and state. I mean, they are in this area, but they are just so talented top to bottom. I mean, what Coach Birchfield's done there is absolutely amazing. But you know, I've heard you say probably about 20 times, you know, it's the first time the CCL has had a perfect week. I pretty much expected to see that tattooed on your shoulder, and I don't see it quite yet.
Well, I mean, for the past couple of years, maybe if this was 1992, that's not a big deal. But for the past couple of years, this has been, with Waterston having down years, St. Charles having down years. I think the CCL only putting two, or the area Catholic teams only putting two in the playoffs the past couple of years. I think that is a big deal for the CCL schools.
Well, I know, and you're carrying that flag, and I get it. You know, and you look at DeSales too, 5-5 last year. You know, they haven't been they missed the playoffs the last 2 years. You know, when I came here to Central Ohio, you know, you never missed that Waterston DeSales game. I still don't like to now. You know, obviously we're in here, but you know, that was always one of the games where you just, you know, cringe about a half dozen times with the hitting going on. And it seems like I'll agree with you. It seems like a little bit of rejuvenation of the CCL. And it's good to see. It really is. Because that's some of the best football tradition is here.
You just talked about Waterston and DeSales. Let's get to those two games. Waterston at the half, doubling up Marion Local, 14-7. Jacob Hoying, two touchdown passes in this one. Marion Local, obviously a smaller school, but a rich tradition from the Flyers.
We can say that they're Division Six. I don't care. I mean, I am surprised by the score and impressed by Waterston at the same time. It's Waterston, as we just said, they're trying to get back into, you know, being in the playoffs, being that playoff talk, being a state contender. And, you know, when you're talking about a team that's played for a state title the last 6 years, I think, you know, I don't care what division you're in. I mean, that's like, that would be like someone saying, well, yeah, a Division I school saying, well, you know, we beat Hartley, but they're Division III. I don't care. If somebody beats Hartley, they're a damn good football team. Somebody beats Marion Local, they're a damn good football team.
Yeah, I don't think if Gahanna beats Hartley next week, they'll be saying that at all. The other one, DeSales, they trail Jerome 21-14 at the half. This one has been back and forth. Jerome scored with 18 seconds left in the first half to take that lead. This was the hardest game we had to pick all week, I think, in the this week picks.
Honest to goodness. And I kid a lot with you. In my head, it was you were introducing this game. I was going to say, this was the one where I sat there and had to think, who am I taking in this game? And, I mean, this is the one game of the week that I really was curious about, because I think we were very much surprised by Jerome last week. I mean, we had Coach Geswitch on there, and I think he was happy we picked against him, against Central Crossing. You know, and DeSales, you know, like I say, they've struggled the last couple of years, not made the playoffs. You know, they had a big win last week. You know, this is a game that whoever wins this is going to sustain a lot of momentum, I've got a feeling.
and probably this one here for both teams, huge computer points on the line. I know it's tough to talk about playoffs early, but this is a big game for both of these teams.
Oh, it's never tough for me to talk playoffs. I wanted to talk playoffs last week. You know, it might be tough for these coaches until they get to week nine, outside of Buddy White, you know, because Buddy will talk playoffs tonight if we can get him on the phone. But, no, I'll agree with you. It is going to be huge. But like I said, as much as that's important, it is being 2-0. And, you know, especially for, you know, Jerome. You know, they struggled last year and out of the gate, and this would be a huge start for them.
The other CCL school, St. Charles, it sounds likely they are dominating the football game tonight against Eastmore. They've got more yards. Their defense is shutting the Warriors down, except for a few key plays. But the Warriors, we know they always have athletes. They've made some huge plays in this one, and they have a 16-7 lead over St. Charles.
It's very impressive what Eastmore is doing because, you know, they lost, what, about 20 kids who had significant roles last year. You know, almost every skill position player. I mean, they're rebuilding. And, you know, it's not since the days of, you know, Brookhaven and Marion Franklin back in the heyday where you saw these teams just completely reload. Now, you've had teams like, you know, Walnut Ridge had an impressive win last night. They're good. They're consistently good. But they're not facing that entire rebuilding task like Eastmore is, and that is just so impressive. On the other hand, you know, St. Charles, we're going to see what they're made of. You know, last week they got the quick couple scores against Scioto, then held on kind of at the end. And this week, you know, they're facing a little bit of adversity. They're actually outplaying a team and trailing. So we'll see. We'll see, you know, how good the Cardinals can expect, how much we can expect out of the Cardinals this year. This is going to be a big game.
It is for sure. Some other big games in the area tonight. Dublin Kaufman versus Gahanna. They have a 31-20 lead in that one. That game has been pretty close throughout, but Kaufman just here with a late score in the first half to kind of extend that one a little bit. The other big game involving two area schools going against each other is that Battle of Hilliard. In typical Davidson fashion, they go on a drive to start the game that leaves 15 seconds on the first quarter clock. They take a 6-0 lead, but Darby has scored 14 unanswered. They've got a 14-6 lead at the half.
Well, this is one of those series, and it's all things considered, that's a high-scoring game between these two because of the 12 previous games, only one of them has a winning team scored at least 21 points. Pretty interesting. Now, the last five games have gone to the home team. Darby's at home this time. You know, and our picks, I bucked it and said Davidson. But, you know, I guess they're a trend for a reason.
Some other big games in the area. Olentangy Orange has a 14-0 lead over Bradley. Olentangy Liberty and Huber Heights Wayne are tied at 7. Westerville South all over Kilbourne tonight, 42-6. Lee, how about this for an impressive stat through two games, through six quarters, actually. Westerville Central has outscored their opponents 98-13. They lead Grosse City tonight, 35-7.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And, you know, I guess you can be kind of surprised by it. You know, tonight, I guess I don't find that surprising because, you know, Worthington Kilbourne's coming off the worst season in school history. They're trying to just get it back going. Westerville South's had, the tendency to start strong. You know, they were 2-1 last year, then lost 6-7. You know, 2017, they were 3-2, then lost 4 out of 5. So, you know, I'm not surprised Westerville South's dominating this game. I want to see what they can do later in the schedule, especially when they get into league play. Because here's one for you. Since the OCC Buckeye started in 2016, Westerville schools are 1-26 against the Olentangy schools. That's not a way you're going to get a winning season. That's not a way you're going to make the playoffs.
it'll be interesting to see when those schools start matching up in that league play. Clayton Northmont has a 17-7 lead over Pickerington North. Dublin Scioto 10-7. They lead New Albany. Of course, New Albany playing without their coach Bubba Kidwell, who suffered a heart attack last Friday night after their game. Seems to be doing okay now, though, and our thoughts are with Coach Kidwell. Hopefully, he'll be back on the sidelines soon. Olentangy has a 23-6 lead over Miamisburg. Pickerington Central, they lead Columbus East out of Indiana 13-0. And Lee, this one might be the one that's caught my eye the most tonight, and it'll be the one we end up on here at halftime. Berlin, Olentangy Berlin leads Canal Winchester 14-0.
That is very surprising because Berlin opened last year by stomping Briggs, then lost 9 in a row. But, you know, that's a team that had no seniors. Now they have some veterans, and a lot of these younger kids got a chance to play. How many times we talk to coaches and say, you've got to get that year? We just heard coaches tonight say, you can't have a kid who's, it's a lot different having a kid who's 17 playing than a kid who's 15. Berlin's a little bit older, and they said, we're going to be better this year. This would be a big game because Canal Winchester is a good football team thinking about the playoffs this year.
And they're on a 10-game winning streak dating back to last year as well. A lot of coaches have said Berlin would be better this year, and they could be proving that here tonight. Don't forget, Lee and I will be back after the game. It's the AM820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. You can tweet us your scores at AM820 Scoreboard. You can also check out our scores throughout the night at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Let's head back out to Fortress Field to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf now. Second half action of the CCL football game of the week. West Jeff leading Reedy 35.